I met with a man whose friend that he worked with, he became friends with working at Maine Medical, donated a kidney to him. So he told me all about that story. It was really beautiful. I also met with another woman who told me a nice story about, you know, she was just walking home one day from work, and she was passing a couple, two men that were together that were holding hands. And she just, you know, looked up at them and smiled like you would do, you know. And they really reacted and were like, see, you know, one of them was saying to his partner, see, you know, we just want to say thank you. You know, we're on our way right now to go tell his family that we're together. And this is the first time we walked down the street holding hands. And, you know, you smiled at us, and they like gave her a hug, and they were just like, you know, you really helped us get there. And it was just such a little thing, but it was so cool.
How and why did you begin this project?
So this project began back in 2012, the day of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. I was working at a law firm, and I was at my desk. I was reading the news as it was coming in. It was a Friday morning, and I was horrified. My coworker stopped by my desk, and he told me a story. That morning, just a few moments before, as I'm reading this news, he was online to get his coffee at Starbucks, and it was free, because a man had gone in earlier and was buying gift cards, since it was around Christmas when the shooting had happened. And he was getting gift cards for his employees, and he got an extra one for $100 and said, run it out on the people behind me. And so my friend was one of the lucky ones to get a coffee. And I called my mom, that I did every morning at work, and checked in with her and told her the story about the coffee, and quickly refocused over to the shooting. And was talking about that for a while before she politely interrupted me and said, you know, Mary, there's always going to be these terrible things that are happening that we can't explain, that are going to happen in the world, and tragic events. You have to stay focused on that man with the coffee that woke up that morning and, you know, he made 20 people's day with their free coffee. And, you know, that will be what gets us through these dark times. And she was going through her second round of cancer. She'd had it 10 years prior, and it was a pretty bad prognosis. And so I thought I would try to really channel those words she had told me and start a project where I could collect nice stories like this, because I'm sure they were happening everywhere. You just don't really hear about them as much.
How many people are you expecting to talk to in the course of this whole adventure?
Ooh, I have no idea. It's kind of exciting. I thought I'd be in Connecticut for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then more people reached out with more couches, and I got some more good stories. And so I ended up being there for, I think it was 8 days. And then I got to Rhode Island, and some people reached out to me there. Originally, I was just going to stay with two different people, and then I was with four. So it's kind of just been very fluid, where I'm going where the stories are and kind of staying in, you know, 6 or 7 days in each place right now, which if I'm staying that long in Connecticut, maybe I'll have to spend a month in Hawaii. I don't know.
What's your ultimate goal with this project?
Well, right now, the goal is to just kind of expose all of the good that's going on, to really highlight positive stuff for a country that is pretty down, I would say, right now. And I think to kind of compile all of them and not just put them in hospital waiting rooms, but really put them in any place. They're needed everywhere. I think everyone could use a boost of hope, and to just see all these amazing people out there and be inspired by them, and really just have something nice to read, have something, you know, nice to the photos to look at, and kind of feel like they went on the trip too and saw all the things I got to see and met the people.
All right, Mary Latham, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.